Teira Ard, Parshas Mishpatim, page 150, second column. Okay, we finished, it's basically like all part of one maimer, but separate. Okay, bottom line is, the Pasuk is explaining, and now the Alter Rebbe is going to elaborate more on that aspect of Kisikna. Ela Mishpatim Ashetasim Lefnehem, the Alter Rebbe basically explains, Mishpatim is a level of Hilchasa, which is Teira. Through the level of Mishpatim, which is Teira, Asher Tosim Lefnehem, the Meshe Rabbeinu puts into the Panemius. In other words, what internalizes this a level of Alicha and all that, that's the way the Eibishter comes into. Now, who does that? That's who Meshe Rabbeinu. Because Meshe Rabbeinu, one second, in order to be Mamshech Das in Zera Behema or into the Malachim, so the bottom line is that he brings his mamshich the level of das. Now, why can Moshe Rabbeinu bring the level of das into Zera Behema if he's limited as Zera Adam? So the answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu is above both. Because he's above both, he's able to bring down that level. Again, that's just the end. Amshachas a das, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, which is even higher than the neshamas of Zera Behema, Zera Adam. Again, then the Pasuk says, Ki sikna eved ivri. Okay? So if you buy an eved ivri, so he says, in the poem, sometimes it says, Kene shemayim va'aretz. Sometimes it says, Hashem, Kene doesn't mean acquired, it also means actually created. Kene hakol, when we think Shmonesi, Kene hakol over there means he created everything. So he says, sometimes it says, Kene shemayim va'aretz. Another pasuk says Kene Hakol. Another says Baruch Beir Shemayim Va'aretz. Another pasuk says Beir Hakol. So the question is, did he create Shemayim Va'aretz or did he create everything? One pasuk says Kene Hakol or Kene Shemayim Va'aretz, and one says Beir Hakol, and one pasuk says Beir Shemayim Va'aretz. V'inyan Kine Yesh Bechina Shenikar Seder Ishtaushlas. There's a level of Elokus which is called the chain of the worlds. Me'ilo le'ilo, cause to cause. Cause to effect.
Rabbi, what's the difference between Kone and the Bore?
Basically the same thing, but it's a different term. Bore is when it becomes a separate entity. Kone, I'll give you an example. If I create something, it's different than it was before I created it.
Correct.
But if I acquire something from you, the object doesn't change. The ownership changes. So when you say Kene HaKol, it's a Kenyan, means the object doesn't change. It doesn't become Yesh Me'ayin like Beire. So he says, Yesh Bechina Shelemaila Miseder Ishtaushas. And there's a level which is higher than world. The Alter Rebbe is explaining, in fact, exactly what you asked. What's the difference between the expression of Beire and Kene? So he says, there's a level of Ishtaushas, the chain of the world in a limited form. Then you have the level higher than Ishtaushas. And he said, Vizel Inyan Beira V'Kaina. This is the difference between Beira and Kaina. Beira is Savis Yesh Me'ayin. Okay, Beira is a level of higher than world, which is L'mayla Mi'derech Seder Ishtaushas. Okay, because what does Yesh Me'ayin mean? The definition of Bria, we learned many times. The Ramban says in Chumash, when it says, Bereish is Bara Elohim, the Ramban at the beginning of Chumash says the word bara in Hebrew is only referring to yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. Now when you talk about something from nothing, that means there's no comparison between the something and the nothing. Because if there would be a comparison, you'd say something from something.
Right.
So he says, Beri is Savis yesh me'ayin, which is completely higher than world. Ka'nivra eina erech klal ala beri. There's no connection between the world and the Creator. V'imkein isavas hanivra ischachis yesh miayin. It's the creation of something brand new, and that's the level of birdei. So when you say Hashem is birdei, He creates yesh miayin. Thank you. He creates yesh miayin, which is the level higher than world. Thank you. Then you have a second level, cause and effect. You know, Chalchem and Tabin and Tadaz and so on. That's called kaina. Why? Shakinyan ein avay is davar chadosh. Kinyan, like we just said, acquiring something doesn't change anything. All it is, yitziya mishus hamecha l'rishus elakech. It leads from the buyer to the seller. Shemetchila yitzes chedu menachas b'kuf se'etzel hamecha. Initially, it's in a box by the seller. Vayidei hakinyan b'olagila l'alakech. So it comes, chayim b'chinyas hamshachas ha'olu min ha'ila. The same thing when you have cause and effect. Ein yitzav is davar chodosh. It's not considered something new. Because to create something new, which is Yashmiyayin, Hurak Bihailus Habeli Yisbarach, only Hashem could do. Only Hashem could create opposites. Ayin to Yesh, Yesh from Ayin, only Hashem can do. Avalam Shachas, Ilava Olo, because in effect, in Gilu Yahelim, it's only revealing something which is already there. The seller had it in a box hidden, and now he takes it out and gives it to the buyer.
It's the same thing.
Come on, huh?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, the same object, except before it was hidden to the buyer, and now it's revealed to the buyer. Or it wasn't the buyer, now it's his. That's what we say in davening. Koine hakol, meaning he created everything. Lamshicha min ahelam legilu yachet. To revealed from the concealed, to the revealed, after it already exists, shayach kinyan, you can say, you could acquire it, in very simple English. Before you manufacture the thing, you can't say, I acquired it. There's nothing to acquire. Once it exists, then you can acquire it. So before it's Yashmiyayin, creating Yashmiyayin, it doesn't exist. You can't say the expression Kinyan. Kinyan means there's something existing, but it was by you, and that was by me.
Probably, when there is an exchange, somebody loses it to get something.
Huh?
To do an exchange, to do a Kinyan, somebody has
right.
to give something in exchange. Why are we giving
to get? Torah mitzvahs.
Giving to all.
We're doing Torah mitzvahs. That's what we give Hashem.
To entitle ourselves.
Not to entitle ourselves, because no matter what we do, we really don't deserve anyway. So here now, the Rebbe is explaining that Beri is higher than Kinyan. Even though, in Kiddush Levana, when you say Baruch Kainich, Berich, Yetzich, Esech, which is the Dalet Eimus, Kinyan usually refers to the level of Atzilus. Because Atzilus is still Elokus. It didn't change. So normally in Chassidus it explains, it's not a contradiction to this, because you know the way it goes. But Kinyan normally refers to Atzilus, because Atzilus is not Yashmiyayin like Bria. Atzilus is
the same thing.
But here the Alter Rebbe is saying that Berech is a higher level than Koinech. Berech is creating Yashmiyayin, and Koinech is Gili Ahalim. Well, let's see what he says. Kone. By that, Erze Yuvim Pesh Kisikne. Now we can understand what the Pasuk says, Kisikne. What does it mean, Kisikne? Kine Ksiv Be'Eved Anor Yoshua Yisechem. Why are they called Eved Ivri? Why are Jews called Ivrim? So the Pasuk says, but Rashi explains it in the Chumash, because we come Be'Eved Anor Yoshua Yisechem. Why are we called Ivri? Ivri means Eva, the other side. So he said, because Eva and Noah, Yoshua and Sechem, the Jews came from the other, you know, the forefathers came from the other side. So he said, now we can understand what it means. Kisikna, Hinik said, Be Eva and Noah, Yoshua and Sechem. Nahar, what Nahar are we referring to? Nahar, Yain Sime Eden, the Nahar that comes out of Eden. Like it says, Subachin has been a Datsila Shinim Shechlis Labish Bebriya. From Bina of Atzilus, it starts coming into Bria. V'zel misham yiparet. And that's where the period starts. Okay? So it says like this. There's a level of Eden. Eden refers to Tainug, the essence of Hashem.
Eden.
V'nohar yaitzim Eden. Lahashke says Hagan, right? What does the Pasuk say at the beginning of Chumash? The river went out of Eden to water the Gan. And then he says, Umisham Yipareid. From there it becomes separations. V'hoyal Arba Rosh, then it becomes four channels of river, right? Tributaries, whatever you want to call it. So Chassidus explains like this. Nahar Yaitse Me'eden, Nahar is the level of Bina. Bina Vatsilis. Now, what does it do? It leaves Eden, which is higher. Lahashkis is a Gan to water the level of Gan, which you hear he's talking about Gan, the world of Bria. When Misham Yipad in that level, then it starts becoming Pirud, separation. But what does it say about, so Eved HaNahar, Nahar is the level of Bina Vatsilis. Now we say Eved HaNahar, the other side, higher than Nahar, not lower than Nahar, higher than Nahar, that refers to Mashalamayla Bechina's Bina Vesechel HaMusag Sham Yashvu Hushravis. Okay, so in other words, that refers to the ultimate level of Elokus. Chilak Elokamima. One second. Merak Mashiyod on the Shamas Achakach, then the Shamas come down to the extent it could be called Zer Behema. But Zehu Rak Hanitza Tanimsha Chlamata, the Nitza, the spark of the Neshama that comes into the body, then you could say that Avol Shor Shumakere, Afila Behever Anor. Shisham Lamaila Mishtaushes, which is higher than Mishtaushes, over there, Adam of Behemoth Shavin. Over there, highest and lowest are the same. In Eden, everything is the same. Now you have Nahar Yetzim Eden, the level of Bina Vatsilis. Now, Bina Vatsilis shines in Bria, we know. Like you said before, which is Bina that comes into Bria. Chochma Vatsilis is Meir in Atsilis. Yema Ilah, Bina, Makanda, Bekursaya shines in Bria. Then the Midas in Yetzirah and Malchus in Nasir. So where does the beginning of Pirud begin? In that level of Elokus. In other words, where is there a difference between Zeta Behem and Zeta Adam? That's only in the way it comes into the worlds. But in the level and the source, Zed Adam, Zed Abhema are the same thing because there is no higher and lower. So that's what he's saying. Ki siknu. One second. Avoshoy shemekere afil beva nor lemamish sham Adam Abhema shava shavu mashvat katan god. Higher and lower are equal. Vimkein laam shabachina sadas din shamas Zed Abhema. Therefore, in order to bring down das, right? Like you said, v'nasati eitz v'nasot chalavem techa. Ein tzarech l'zayr apachinas kinyin, you only need the level of kinyin, which is amshocha mehelem alagilui, which is only bringing down from helem to revealed laham shech mishoshin shumei v'nanor, shesham yesh lohem das godol me'eid, because over there in that level, every Jew, in other words, like this. Be'ever anar yard and yardu yeshua v'seichem. Ever anar refers to the highest levels of Elokus. Sham yeshua v'seichem, that's where all neshamas originate from. All neshamas originate from ever anar. One second. On the other side, and that means higher than nar, which is higher than bina v'atzilus. In atzilus, you have zera adam, and in bria, zera behema. But that's the way it already comes into worlds. Atzilus is Zera Adam, like he explained before. And Nabriya is Zera Behema. But in the source, Eved Anor Yoshua Viseichem, over there everybody's equal. There is no Zera Adam and Zera Behema. Therefore, in order to reveal Das in the Zera Behema, all you have to do is reveal its source. In other words, it's not something new that didn't exist. It always existed. Like by a Yid, you come to a Yid. The essence of the Jew, the Pintei, the Nukat HaSayyad, the Yechidah Shem HaNefesh, is always perfect. But it's hidden. You come to a Jew to reveal his essence, who he really is. Like the Rebbe says, no Jew is ever far, because he has the Neshama. You have to reveal that some, by some people it's revealed more, by some people it's revealed less. Our job is to reveal something that exists. You don't have to create Yiddishkeit in a Jew. All you have to do is reveal it. We have enough problems with the Jews. We finish with the Jews, we go to the non-Jews. Shesham Yeshlam Das Godl Mei Rakshas and Nelim Lagami, all it is concealed. And therefore he says, and that's what it says, Ki Sikna Eved Ivri. So therefore the Pasuk here is saying, Ki Sikna Eved Ivri, and he said, V'zeh B'nokul Yeser, this is much easier, if you'd have to create something new. In other words, like this. Every Jew, really, in essence, is Zera Adam. Yechidah Shemenefesh, he said, B'meshe Rabbeinu, and the simplest Jew are the same. In the essence, Yechidah Shemenefesh is the same. B'meshe Rabbeinu, the Yechidah Shemenefesh is revealed. By other people, it's not. By some people, it's revealed more. Some people revealed less. Some people, it's covered with mud. So the Aveda is not to create something. What Meshe Rabbeinu has to do is Kisikna Eved Ivri. Meshe, because the Jew is a level of Ivri, because the Jew is Me'ever Hano Yashur Seichem. So what Meshe Rabbeinu has to do is Kisikna. Again, what does acquisition mean? The thing already exists, but it's hidden by the seller, and now it has to be revealed to the buyer. Yeah? So that's the way the Meshe Rabbeinu. Meshe Rabbeinu does by being Mamshech Das in Zera Behema. Yes, he has to be higher than both, because how could he do it? If he's only a Zera Adam Neshama, how can he reveal it in Zera Behema? So Meshe Rabbeinu is higher than, but all he has to do is reveal it. Okay, then the pasuk continues. Shei Shanim Yavei, the Eved has to work 6 years, right? And then the seventh year he goes out free. Pirush, Aidei, Amshach, Sadas. By Meshe Rabbeinu Kisik, Ne Eved Ivri. By Meshe Rabbeinu revealing the Lekena, Eved Ivri. Meshe Rabbeinu is revealing the level of Das in every single Neshama. Then you can have Shei Shanim Yavei. Then the Jew can work 6 days. What do you mean, Yavait? I'm sorry, you're right, 6 years. Well, it refers to 6 days, 6 years, six. Okay. As he says, what's the difference? There's a difference between, as the Pasuk says, the Shaftim or the Isam, Bein Eved Alekim, La Sheloy Avodi, between one who serves Hashem, one who doesn't serve Hashem. And he says, Agam Shu Tzaddik, you can have a Tzaddik who serves Hashem, but he's called not serving Hashem. Like he says, Hove Betanya Perik Tezvav. Why? Because Alter Rebbe explains in the 15th parak of Tanya, you could be a perfect Jew, Mamash Tzaddik. But if it's only naturally you're doing this, you're not breaking your nature, you're learning 1,000 hours a day. But that's your nature. So then you're called not serving Hashem. Because limited cannot reach the infinite. The only way finite can reach infinite is by going out of our limitation. So even that itself is limited. If you learn an hour a day, now you learn an hour and a half a day, you're still limited. But respectful to what your level is, you broke your nature. Yes, 100%. And you know when the bar finishes? After 120 years, when they put you in the ground. No, then the Aveda down here finishes. Then it's a different Aveda. Not to doing Torah mitzvahs.
Very challenging, frustrating for the pious.
Not frustrating, challenging. Challenges are not supposed to be frustrating. What, you know what? If a brilliant 8-year-old kid, yeah, stays that same brilliance in college, something's wrong. He was brilliant in 8th grade, but now he's a year older, he's supposed to be better, more. That's what the Rebbe constantly, the Rebbe was against retirement, the Rebbe was against, because the Rebbe said you have to keep doing more. Why are you doing less? If you, one second, if you climb a steep mountain, a very steep mountain, and you stop, what happens? You fall down. Status quo makes you fall. The only way of not falling is by going higher. And that's the whole thing of life, by the way. From the minute you're born, 120 years later until you go, it's all going uphill, uphill, up, and it's a constant battle. And you know, when you get higher up, it's harder to climb. Okay, so, but what does a mountain climber do? He looks forward to the challenge. The problem is the mountain climber eventually gets to the top. He says, ah, got it. And by us, we get to the top when they put you in a box.
No, you see, more higher, ever, ever.
That's the, exactly what we're saying.
More is higher than Kone. How come in Shemres, we say Kone? Bore, higher than Kone. You should say Bore.
But the Kone, in certain respect, refers to Atsilis, and this refers to
Briya.
You can relate
more. Okay, so he says, V'inyin dihinek siv yamim yitzaru. It says in the Pasuk, yamim yitzaru, Hashem gave a person, Hashem formed days for a person, v'lay achad b'hem, either Aleph or v'lay with a Vav. But the bottom line is, the Avodah of a Jew is like this. Yamim Yitzaru, Hashem gave every person an amount of time, 120 years. But what's the Avodah of the Jew? V'loi, what's the Avodah with above? What's the Avodah of the Jew? Echad Bahem, to bring down Hashem Echad in the 120 years. That's the Avodah of the Jew. Like it says, V'avram Zakim Baba Yamim, says in the Pasuk, when Avram started looking for a shidduch for Yitzchok, yeah? So it says, Avram zokim baba yamim. Avram was old, coming in days. So the Zohar asks, it's redundant. If it's old, it's coming in days. So the Zohar says, no, it's not. Avram zokim means Itaka became older. Baba yamim means every day of his life was a complete day. Baba yamim, his days were complete. Yamim in Vahainu Yamin Men Levushim Anas in the Sham. What does Yamim mean? Baba Yamim. Yamim refers to the garments the Neshama creates. From Teda Mitzvahs B'chol Yam Dafka that it did every single day. Vim Chase Yam Echa B'lay Mitzvah. And if one day that's you don't put on tefillin, then Chaser Levushi, you're missing a garment. If somebody, God forbid, doesn't do a mitzvah one day that they're supposed to be doing, that mitzvah is gone. You're missing it. Avram Zakim Baba, or not only mitzvah. If today I could have accomplished more than I did, that more accomplishment will never exist. Because tomorrow I have tomorrow to accomplish. These garments, they have benefit from the Shechina. The body of the king. How do we have the ability to hug Hashem? Spirit, I mean, so to speak. To the garments which is done through Torah mitzvahs, which is very lofty from the level of Gufa de Malka Mamish Mamish, the body of the king. Okay? Huh? These levels, the mitzvahs, the great. Right. Next page. The given shikar dafka kshenase b'chol yom tachas hazman dafka. Therefore, mitzvahs have to be done only under the jurisdiction of time and place. You can't do mitzvahs in Gan Eden. Okay? It's too late. You need a body. You need time and place. Every mitzvah is connected to time and place. Because levushim, the mitzvahs, come from a level of godliness, which is above time, to come into the duration of time, the neshama can understand it. way the mitzvahs are in the source, a neshama can't understand it. Meaning like this. Why does a mitzvah dafka in time and place? Because what Hashem wants in the creation of the world is to bring down the highest level of godliness, dira, b'tachtayinim, in the lower world. So in order for a Jew to bring down the higher level of elokus, higher than world, can only be through Torah mitzvahs in this world. That's why in Gan Eden, he can't do any more mitzvahs. Too late. So he says, what is the concept of mitzvahs? You bring down elokus in a way that the neshama down here can understand it. But what actually are you bringing down? The level of elokus, which is higher than world. Torah mitzvahs. Learning Torah, you internalize. You understand it. Mitzvahs, you don't understand. It's more like a superficial garment. So mitzvahs in the Zohar are called, mitzvahs are called garments. And therefore, that's the whole inyan of only through mitzvahs can you hug the king, dafka, when it comes into the definition of time and place. Because only then, in the source, you can't understand it. Ava, he says, the way it is in the source, ein b'yichelis ha'neshama la'sigam. And definitely can't understand without the garment, you can't get the ray. It's like looking at a powerful sun without a blockage. You're going to get blind. So you need a garment, like sunglasses, whatever, you know, those things, to be able to look at the sun, otherwise it's too great. Rakshay de amitz yard lebchinus levush umashu. Then you chelo la siga. Then you can understand. Then you can understand the level of elokus, and you can grasp godliness. Otherwise, you can't do it.